So I was just speaking about the devotion to the Master, love of the Master. It is very difficult to abide by it. The reason why, it is just like walking over the sharp razor. You see, on the edge of the sharp razor, to walk on that, that will cut you. You see? The more you go on it, the more it will be cutting your feet. What does it mean? The more you abide by the teachings of the Master, by the sayings of the Master, you have to just tear off all your old name and fame, your ism or anything, higher, lower, what you are, you see. You have to care for the Master only. What he says, that is Bible truth. That is just what God says through Quran. This is what all Masters say. So we must abide by his saying, whether the people admire us or don't admire us. You see? You have to be true to the God in you and the God in him. Not caring what the people say, what the world says. First thing. That is to, if you love me, keep my commandments, Christ said. To keep commandments, that is difficult. Sometimes we only for the sake of the just evade. Sometimes we even feel ashamed. Not ashamed, I would say we fear what the other people say. So always abide what your Master says, the God in him, you see. Whether people admire you or not, don't care for them. So you must abide by the teaching, by the saying, by the orders of the Master to live up to it. Irrespective of whether the world admires you or otherwise. There was one Khusro, he was a disciple of Nizamuddin Awliya. So naturally when man dwells inside, he sees the God in the Master. So he worships him like anything. The people began to say, look here, he is a Mohammedan and he is just worshipping a man, a body. He is not a Mohammedan. Then he said, oh, world same. Tells me, says about me like that. I don't care whether the world says this or that. I am a devotee of him. I will abide what he says. So we have to live up to it. He says, stop. Stop, that's all. Those who just live up to what the Master says, he pays obeisance to the words, to the orders of the Master. He is the foremost to get salvation. Those who simply obey him outside and physically, not live up to what the Master says, there's yet time, necessity to enable you to have full emancipation. The first difficult thing on the way to devotion of the Master is that we must abide what he says. Irrespective whether the world praise you or not. What does he say? It may be possible he says something which does not appeal to your intellect. But what is your duty to do when officer in the field orders fire? Well, what the soldier will do? He must fire, that's all. So it means Master won't say anything which is not becoming, you see. It may be that we do not understand him at the time what he says. But he has something noble purpose behind it, for your betterment. That is why it is very difficult to follow the orders of the Master. I was just quoting my instance. I was ordered by my Master some time back during his lifetime, not to attend, not to go anywhere except the place of the satsang. Hitherto I was just busy in attending sheikhs, poor, holding satsang, some people in difficulty, just help them till late at night sometimes. Then I stopped altogether. People went to the master, he does not come, he won't come. One instance is like that. He came up to me. She said that her husband is at deathbed. He has asked you to come. You kindly see him. I told him, well, dear lady, I am afraid. I am sorry. I cannot go. I cannot transcend the imperial wall laid before me by the master. She went away. The other day she came up again. She said, my husband, he said, in the name of your master, you please come. I shed tears. I told her, well, master is to look after him. I'm sorry, I cannot trust him. Her husband died. 2-3 days after, our master came to Lahore. I met him. That very lady also came up. Complained to the master, look, your master, my husband was crying for him to come, but he did not come. Then he looked at me, well, it was him. If you find any such event, you should go. All right, now, wherever I should go, he must die, because I had to go only when a man is dying, not before. So my words is, people sometimes say good or bad. People complain to the master, he does not come to attend our sick people, or when dying even, he does not care. And master told him very bluntly, all as if somebody of his dies, you don't go. Just look to the difficulty, you see, how difficult it is to abide by the master's say. My elder son, he's here, he fell sick, doctors told that he would die 2 or 3 days, within 3 days, he's at the quite nearing end. You must take leave and attend him. So I took leave. Fortunately or unfortunately, one day was there on which I had to go under orders of the master to attend, to give his talk at elsewhere, that is about 30 miles away from Lahore. I thought, well, doctors say he will die, and here is my master's order, what should I do? Oh, well, it is for the master to look at. I cannot prolong his life or cut down his life, you see. I left him and went to that place. There I gave a talk. It was about noon. It was nearer to Bias that night. God let me have a look at the master. I went straight to the master. I reached there at about 2 p.m. It was a very hot day, but I knew master sent for me all at once. He, these people know at least. I went to him and paid obeisance to him. He was lying in his bed. He sat up. What about your son? How is he getting on? I told him that he was very sick and doctors advised that he'll pass away within 3 days. But the orders were there to come over there, to give a talk. Then he was very sad. I told master, well, look here. Whoever thinks of you, or he, all his grief and sadness is gone. Why are you so sad? Well, look here, you've thrown your burden on me. I had to take care. So son never died, he's still alive. You follow, this is very difficult to keep the words of the master, I tell you. That's the first thing. Another time my daughter, you see, died in the evening. Next day I had to go to the satsang, very ordinary things. But just look to the, we have to obey the master's order. In the early in the morning, I sent for the leaves, you see. Tied him out and put, throw it into the river in my absence. Don't let anybody know. Other people, what is he doing, you see? So I went away on my job. You follow me? To keep up the commandments of the master is very difficult. You simply, what you say, show, outer, we will obey any order of the master, not live up to it, even in his absence. Orders are orders. The very order is the guru, is the master. Those who pay obeisance to the word of the master, they are sure to be emancipated. That's the last day of their birth on earth, I would say. This is one thing. Why devotion to the master is very difficult. It's razor-like, walking on the razor, on the sharp edge of the razor. And second, bhakti or devotion to the master doesn't need any outer forms or rituals or acting or posing. He will live in a simple way. Go at midnight, even in the same dress, just the same. He does not that he prepares himself to come on it, dares to appear to the acting like wearing certain special forms of costumes or anything like that. No, he is natural. He lives like a... He has got a human touch, I would say. He is a man like you. He lives in a natural way. No acting, posing, no show, nothing of the sort. That is but natural, see? These are two things which stand in our way to full devotion to the Master. That is why it is difficult to speak of love of the Master is good. We can talk oceans, give oceans of talks on that, but how far we abide by His commandments. An ounce of practice more than tons of theories. And those who do like that, there's no question. They'll forget who is he. He's a Sikh or a Mohammedan, a Christian. Never think that. He's a devotee. He's a devotee of the Master. Once I was invited in a jungle, you see, wilderness somewhere, I promised I would come. He said, all right. I promised him. The other day, some other people were not in my favor. They wanted, or if he comes to that place, we'll kill him. Those who were with me, they were afraid of, we need not go. All right, you need not go. I go alone. When I promise, I must go. When he entered that wilderness, that jungle, you see, those very people who were against me, they were there. All right, friends, come on. Show the guide me the way. They were running before me, before the car. Went there at night. There a talk was to be given. Those people in Indians gathered together. I told them, look here, I am not a Sikh, not a Mohammedan, not a Radha Swami, not a Christian, but I am Saman Shaiism. My ism is that which is of my master, you see. All right, if you come to me or not. They were all changed. So bhakti knows only devotion to the Master. He will do what he wills. He does not await the orders of the Master, he will see what is the intention. He will follow it. Without saying. So that is why devotion to the Master, there are difficulties like that. It is just like as difficult as to walk on the sharp edge of a razor. So main thing lies in what? If you love me, keep my commands. This is what Christ said. Those who keep the commandments and live up to them, keeping commandments and living up to them, not only having in the brain, they give the order like that. He may be before you, you may be in His absence anywhere, you abide by His word. That's the God in you. That's the Master in you. For these two reasons, this Guru Bhakti, our devotion to the Master is here. When we are devoted to everything, it is. He may give us something, He may take away anything from us. Then what is that? It is all His. Like a cashier, you see, treasurer. He sends you some thousands of rupees and gets it, send 2,000 to such and such man. What is? You are only a keeper of that. For these reasons, you see, devotion to the Master is difficult. These are the difficulties lie in the way of being true to the Master, I would say now. To be true to the Master. To be true to the Master is true to His words, what He says. You live up to it. Whether people admire you or even speak ill of you. इस सबब से गुरु भक्ति कट जो खंडे की रहा दूसरे इसमें एक्टिंग पोजिंग को नहीं शो को नहीं दिखावा नहीं गो टू मैनी टाइम ही इज इन द सेम ही इज गॉट नो No permission required. Appointed time only I give at such and such time. The point is because he does not know any show, you see. No acting, no posing. He lives in a natural way, always when he goes. So for these two reasons, devotion to the Master is very difficult. It is just like walking on the sharp end of razor. That's all. वो कहता भजन करो करो वक्त मिलता है नहीं तो भी करो नहीं मिलता तो भी करो ना सो रात सोने से थोड़ा वक्त निकालो कहते ना काम नहीं होता वक्त नहीं है अरे सोने का वक्त निकालो रोटी खानी है भाई जरूर खाओ जिस वक्त वक्त का ये विचारना किस वक्त है कि क्या जो वक्त मिलेगा तो ये चीजें आपको खोल कर समझाई जाती हैं यहाँ आने का मतलब सिर्फ ये कि एक बात समझ में आए समझ में आ जाए तो भी काफी नहीं जब तक तुमको अपने जीवन में धारण नहीं करते टू होल्ड अप सो मच इन्फॉर्मेशन इन योर ब्रेन इज नॉट सफिशिएंट यू मस्ट लिव अप टू देम अनलेस यू लिव अप टू देम एन अमाउंट ऑफ प्रैक्टिस इज मोर देन टन ऑफ थ्योरी व्हाटएवर फूड इज डाइजेस्टेड दैट विल गिव यू स्ट्रेंथ And the food which is not digested, they'll give you cholera, you see. So why you understand this? It's situated at a place which is thousands of miles away from you. You must dwell receptive direction. From radios and televisions, you hear the voice, you see who is speaking from thousands of miles. Are God or God-man is world made flesh. He's everywhere. Simply you have to turn your mind, heart that way. To dwell receptively, you'll have help from there. But all the same, to come in contact physically, that cannot be underrated. There you come direct with the fire. There you have to direct your attention there. Here you have little or no effort to make to direct your attention. Here you see with your own eyes. You follow me how the devotion, how that can be strengthened, how you can transmute yourself in devotion, sister. So now we should judge where we stand. If our heart is devoted to one, and for the sake of the one we are devoted, selfless service we are doing, that is not binding, mind that. If we are not devoted to one, we are devoted for the outer name, fame, for the good name of the world, in the world, this and that, in outer purposes, then you are known. You will go where you are attached. This is the devotion. Masters have been explaining these things in their own way. The basic thing is that you find all masters saying scriptures speak of the same thing. They say something, but practically you have gone through it. You find now how the devotion is dwelt. For that purpose you have got regularity. Keep your diary. That will make you regular. I always send your diaries blank. How long you will send it? 1 month, 2 months. Then you will morally feel, you see. You will begin to do something. Then you will be regular. You all right, please put in more time. I never chastise anybody. Even who does not do, I said, well, all right, please do this again. Those who do that, then again they are give little thought. So that's the purpose of diary. You see how important it is. And how many there are really keep diary. And true diaries. Sometimes people simply put in diaries, bring it to me. Well, that is all clear. And the need is just little or no experience. I tell you, dear friend, your diary is all right, then you should have go to the third place. thought which is not attached to here, he never thinks of the worldly things. He not, you see, now the failures in under different heads. Then his heart is pure. Then God must set in. He is there already. He will become manifest. And all the things you are putting regular time. Either you are putting time like, as I spoke you, one man is one friend in the boy in the field, the other in the church. You see, there are two, I just told you, the